by Coach Deshri Circle in the postgame show. And Coach, regardless of if you would have won or lost, it was the end of the season. So I'm sure that's always tough, just knowing you don't get to spend more time with this group specifically.
Yeah, that's the toughest part, is that you'll never have this group take the floor together for anything basketball related. But it's extremely proud of him. It's been a heck of a year.
Yeah, no, it was another heck of a year for you. And today, it just seems like you got off to that slow start, kind of. I mean, Parker's injury obviously did not help things. Can you provide any update with him? Is he okay?
He'll be okay with time. He'll be pretty bad rolled ankle, can't put any weight on it. But, man, that just that stinks. It stinks for him. It stinks for his team. Because he's a big piece of what we do. He's kind of an instant offense kind of guy. And he can give us a big spark. We didn't have that tonight from him, but credit to Mike Gapp. He played a lot more minutes than he usually does, and he did a lot of great things for us and filled that gap a little bit. Just a few things didn't go our way today. And credit to Nevis. They've been to the state tournament quite a bit. I think, you know, Coach Kramer's been here 6 years and he hasn't had the success he's wanted, so you know they were going to be hungry for it. And glad someone over there in the northwest area made some noise here. So happy for Nevis, and just wish we could have had a little better luck today.
So you cut it down to 3 points multiple times there in the first half, and even made a little bit of a push there in the second half. You never did get the lead back, though. Do you think if you would have been able to do that at some point, it could have been a different outcome? I feel like you just never quite got over the hump, and it was just too much to come back from then.
Yeah, over the course of the year, we've had those come-from-behind wins, and usually we were able to get over that hump. And today we just couldn't quite do that. I think Nevis really was good at getting back and stopping our transition. They knew we were at our best in transition, and they were able to slow Josiah and our guards down. They really executed a high level, and we were able to not quite get over that hump, but we're still, you know, proud as heck of the whole effort and excited for the boys on the year they've had.
You know, you got a chance to get everybody into the game, which is always good, too, for the final game of the year, especially for the seniors, and then also for Isaac and Sawyer to both score there like that down the stretch. I'm sure they're fired up. That's something he'll take with them the rest of their life. So that's always, you know, a good thing. You'd like different circumstances to get them into the game, maybe with you in front by 20. But nonetheless, it's kind of a cool moment for them to get that opportunity.
Yeah, they've earned it as much as everyone. Really proud of that senior group. They've been a part of a lot of success here at Sacred Heart, and they've earned every bit of it. And every single one of them has a different role. You know, Mantana's the football star. Ethan and Breck and Denny there, and Denny's a big football guy, but then, you know, Ethan's the basketball guy. You have your role throughout the year, and all six of them did their basketball role to the absolute top ability that they could, and that makes me extremely proud.
And lastly, just as you put a wrap on this season, does anything, I mean, being at the state tournament, I'm sure, will stick out as a big memory, as it always does, and you had some success down here. What are the other parts of the season that you enjoy the most? What do you look back on when you reflect on each year, kind of?
Well, this year, just the laughter and the joy. This is just a fun year. Every day, they brought the laughter and the joy and the togetherness. It's been a great year. A lot of people didn't think we could do what we did this year, and we did it. They represented themselves well, their families, and our community well. So that's the biggest thing.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks for the time. Congrats on a great year, and see you next year.